It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy till day's end. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, enjoy day, the Refreshing.
Amen. Psalms 118:24. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And Psalms 122:1, it says, my brothers and sisters, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord forever. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. All right, my friends, God is good. We're glad to be with you on this Wednesday, our day of fasting and prayer. And today is the 2nd of August. Time for prayer. My wife will lead us in prayer at this time.
Father in heaven, we thank you for your loving watch care throughout the night. We thank you for giving us time to be able to come before you this morning to open up your word. And now we pray that as we go into this time of worship, that you will anoint the words of our pastor and fill him with your spirit as you continue to bless us in grace and wisdom. For this is prayed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Our opening song is It's About Time for the Coming of Christ as we prepare for the message.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time, O Christian. It's about time. It's about time, O Christian. It's about time.
We're studying Moses and Jethro. Moses and Jethro, or Jethro and Moses, we sometimes say Jethro and Moses. Let us pray together. Dear Father in heaven, as we study these life lessons from the interactions of a father-in-law and his son-in-law, we pray that you bless us in Jesus' name. Amen. We're in Exodus chapter 18, brothers and sisters, when Jethro, the priest of Midian, Moses' father-in-law, heard of all that God had done for Moses and for Israel, his people, and that the Lord had brought Israel out of Egypt. Then Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, took Zipporah, Moses' wife, after he had sent her back, and her two sons, of which the name of the one was Gershom. For he said, I have been an alien in a strange land. And the name of the other was Eleazar, for the God of my father said, he was mine help and delivered me from the sword of Pharaoh. So I want to start by saying that God is our deliverer. The devil doesn't want you to put your trust in God. The devil wants you to be overwhelmed. God will deliver you just like he delivered Israel, and the devil doesn't want you to believe that. You have to step out in faith. Faith is not what you feel. Faith is not what circumstances look like. Faith is believing. So as Moses had faith, and you see what God did, brought them out of Egypt, brought them out of the Red Sea, drowned Pharaoh's army who was trying to come and recapture them. And, of course, he would have surely killed Moses. Jethro, this priest, who had a daughter that Moses had married. He was keeping his daughter and the sons during that turbulent time. He heard what God had done. And I just want to say that one of the best things we can do is tell people what the Lord is doing, friends. I'm here to tell you the Lord has been good. The Lord has definitely been blessing me. He has kept me. It's not the greatest trial of my life because we haven't gotten to that final trial that the Bible says will come upon the whole world, the mark of the beast. But I've been through a trial, brothers and sisters, a very serious trial. And God has blessed me in that trial because he knew that I wasn't doing the things that were said. So I just love God for that. And I've just watched him work in my life. He has given me peace, brothers and sisters, and I've been able to see who my true friends are and who my true family is, and so on and so forth. So God is merciful. I just want to bring out that Moses did not take glory like some of us might take for delivering Israel. God delivered Israel, and Jethro understood that, and he brought his daughter and grandchildren to Moses. And Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, came with his sons and his wife unto Moses in the wilderness, where he encamped at the Mount of God. And he said unto Moses, I, thy father-in-law Jethro, am come unto thee and thy wife and her two sons with her. Moses went out to meet his father-in-law and did obeisance and kissed him, and they asked each other of their welfare, and they came into the tent. I like that, you know. You know, Moses was a regular person, and he understood the graces of hospitality and the normalcy of Christian godly fellowship and family time. It's nice to see that. And Moses told his father-in-law all that the Lord had done unto Pharaoh and to the Egyptians for Israel's sake, and all the travail that had come upon them by the way, and how the Lord delivered them. You see, he didn't take any glory to himself, friends. When we give God all the glory, he's able to do more for us. And Jethro rejoiced for all the goodness which the Lord had done to Israel, whom he had delivered out of the hand of the Egyptians. Jethro said, blessed be the Lord, who hath delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians and out of the hand of Pharaoh, who hath delivered the people from under the hand of the Egyptians. Now I know that the Lord is greater than all gods, for the thing wherein they dealt proudly, he was above them. And Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, took a burnt offering and sacrifices for God, and Aaron came, and all the elders of Israel, to eat bread with Moses' father-in-law before God. And it came to pass on the morrow that Moses sat to judge the people, and the people stood by Moses from the morning to the evening. And when Moses' father-in-law saw all that he did to the people, he said, "What is this thing that thou doest to the people? Why sittest thou thyself alone, and all the people stand by thee from morning until evening?" And Moses said unto his father-in-law, "Because the people come unto me to inquire of God. When they have a matter, they come unto me, and I judge between one and another, and I do make them know the statutes of God and his laws." Was that a good thing? Sure, they need to know the statutes of God and his laws. Should they inquire of God? Absolutely. But should all the dependence have been on one man? Absolutely not. And that's why God sent Jethro. And Moses' father-in-law said unto him, "The thing that thou doest is not good." Wait a minute. I'm telling people about God. It is not good. What do you mean? I'm teaching them the statutes of God. It is not good. What do you mean? Sometimes, brothers and sisters, what we do for God is not a good thing. Did you hear what we said? What we do for God, because it's not the best practice. It's not the best method. Yes, if you preach, and you're the only one that preaches, it's good that somebody's preaching. But you need to be training other people to preach. Amen. So it says, "Thou wilt surely wear away both thou and this people that is with thee. For this thing is too heavy for thee. Thou art not able to perform it thyself alone. Hearken now unto my voice, and I will give thee counsel, and God shall be with thee. Be thou for the people to Godward, that thou mayest bring the causes unto God. And thou shalt teach them ordinances and laws, and shalt show them the way wherein they must walk, and the work that they must do. Moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them, to be rulers over thousands, and rulers over hundreds, and rulers over fifties, and rulers over tens." There's a lot of lessons here, brothers and sisters. When you have less than 10 people, or really even 20, you don't need more than one leader. That's a simple principle here. And that's what happens, what's wrong with the church. It's time for potluck. And it's about three women, and all of them want to be the boss, okay? Well, you can only have one boss, and you only have three women in there fighting over who's going to be the greatest, and that's why the potluck is cursed instead of blessed. You know what I'm talking about. You've seen stuff like that. And so when you have a small operation, brothers and sisters, you don't need too many chiefs. Simple, simple, simple. The bottom line is that God is giving wonderful administrative principles here. We should delegate. When the numbers get bigger, you should have groups over approximately 10. And then if the numbers get bigger, you have somebody over hundreds. And then as the numbers get bigger, you have somebody over the thousands that has more experience. And you just keep growing. And as a person, after they've been dealing with hundreds several years, maybe they could be a captain over thousands. And so then they only deal with the hard matters that the captains over 100 can't deal with. So a captain over 1,000 would have 1,000 people, but he would have 10 captains over 100. They would do their things, and only those things that were a little too tough for them would they bring to him. The captains over 100 would be over 100 people, and they would have under them captains over 10. And only the hard matters that the captains over 10 couldn't deal with, you know. But what we try to do, we try to be one person, and then we try to do everything. And it's not good. You might know how to do it. You might know the right answers, but you're blessing the people more if you just educate several people on what to do and continue to teach and preach the congregation, and then let people lead in the various spheres where God has called them. If there's a problem, then there can be an appeal. You see, I like that. That's a beautiful thing. That means if you were done wrong and your captain over 100, over 10, didn't do right, you could appeal to the captain over 100, okay? And now you better make sure you have all your ducks in a row, because if you're just trying to be frivolous and just because you didn't get your way in a matter, but I think the captain over 100, he's going to listen and he's going to say, "Wait a minute, it might not be what your preference, but no principle was violated. You need to go back and do what the captain over 10 said," okay? And so it was order that was kept in the church. Order, brothers and sisters. And it was beautiful because it was still all based on God's principles. You see, it wasn't based on my way or the highway, or a personal preference was treated as a doctrine. No, it was God's principles. We do too much following of men. I believe in leadership, brothers and sisters, and I'm respectful of leadership, and I'm respectful of the people. You know, I'm a pastor, but I can't tell you what to do in your house. When I come to your house, I'm under your roof. I follow your rules. Now, when you tell me to do something that's sinful, I'll say, I'm sorry, brother, sister, I can't do that. But now if you ask me to leave, I'll just leave. But I'm going to be respectful of your house. Okay? So there's too much disorder in the church. We want to do our own thing. And, you know, we have people sometimes that come and we have a few little house rules. And, you know, some people can't even follow some few little house rules. And sometimes they even think they have a good motive. We say, really, don't bother this. But they think they want to go clean it up and do this or that. Brothers and sisters, that's not God's plan. Follow the house rules. You're showing how well you get would work in an organization. He that is faithful in that which is least will be faithful also in much. If thou canst run with the footmen, how can thou contend with horses? And if in the land of peace wherein thou trustest they weary thee, what shalt thou do in the swelling of the Jordan? Brothers and sisters, that's Jeremiah 12:5. You have an Old Testament and a New Testament principle that it's what we do in the little things that is more important. So this is a powerful principle. And he judged, and he goes on and says, and let them judge the people at all seasons, and it shall be that every great matter they shall bring unto thee, but every small matter they shall judge. So shall it be easier for thyself, and they shall bear the burden with thee. You're teaching them how to be burden bearers, and then your life gets more balanced as well. If thou shalt do this thing, this is a powerful principle, listen carefully, because if you don't have a preacher like this, brothers and sisters, you need to run from him. If thou shalt do this thing, and God command thee so, then shalt thou be able to endure, and all this people shall also go to their place in peace. Brothers and sisters, God is saying, if you can do this, Jethro said, if you do this, and God tells you to do it. Now, Jethro was the older than Moses, but he said, I'm telling you what to do. But if you take it to the Lord and he also tells you what to do, that I'm right, then it's going to go well for you. You see, that's what we should do as ministers and leaders. We should tell the people what God wants them to do, or what we feel God wants them to do, but we should send them the prayer and say, if God tells you that what I'm saying is correct, then it's the right thing to do, okay? We sometimes tell people, God told me to tell you that you're supposed to be the choir leader. God hasn't told them that. They just want you to be the choir leader. They put God in that thing. Oh, the preacher said, God said I'm supposed to be the choir leader. You should listen to God, my friend. Now, when you have a godly person, sometimes God does speak to them and to encourage you to do. But go pray about it and seek God about it. He will show you. So Moses hearkened to the voice of his father-in-law and did all that he had said. And Moses chose able men out of all Israel and made them heads over the people, rulers over thousands, rulers over hundreds, rulers over fifties, rulers of tens. And they judged the people at all seasons, the hard causes they brought into Moses, but every small matter they judged themselves. And Moses let his father-in-law depart, and he went his way unto his own land. What a wonderful, simple principle, brothers and sisters. Getting counsel from people who know more than we know is a blessing. Moses was great, but he was willing to take some counsel, and that's a beautiful thing. We need to recognize that when we give counsel, the person still has to know that it comes from the Lord, and so we should encourage them. Jethro said, if you do this thing and God tells me so, then it's going to be all right. All right, friends, let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you very much for this day. Bless us as we close out the worship segment of this broadcast. We pray that you be with us now in the name of Jesus. We pray. Amen. We'll be back in a little while to hear from Sister Lenny and the subject matter that she'll be sharing with us in our health segment is eat slowly, masticate thoroughly. Before I go to the intermission, I want to remind you, those of you who have told me they're interested in the school, I have sent you a text message. The text message has all the information you need. It actually, you can go to our website or you can go directly to our partner's website, which is it's a Creators RX website, and they are kind of helping to coordinate. It's a lot to coordinate. We're focusing on delivering the school. They're coordinating things for us and with us, and so you go to them and you register. and you choose a payment method. But this coming Sunday, you do not have to register before this coming Sunday. We would love you for you to, so that everybody's not bombarded at the same time. But we want everybody who's able at 8 o'clock. This is at 8 o'clock on Sunday, this coming Sunday. After that, the meetings will be at 10 to 12. We're going to start on time. We're going to end on time. So 8 o'clock in the morning, my brothers and sisters, 8 o'clock in the morning. That's what you want to do. Come to the link that is provided. The link is actually provided on the website, might even be provided in the text. There's going to be a different link after the free school, and only the registered students will get that link. But you definitely want to take this foundational course, brothers and sisters. All you have to do is become, if you know what we teach in the holistic wellness coaching certification course, you have all that you need to be the medical missionary. There's always more to learn, my brothers and sisters, but definitely take a look at that. Okay, it's time for our torso song, and we'll do that at this time. May God bless you.
There's a one of a kind place where healing is the feeling, north of the Mason-Dixon line. You might enter with diabetes and have it reversed by fasting and feasting on good food from the earth. In the state of Pennsylvania, there is help for your heart. Reverse hypertension with a brand new start. Need an answer to cancer? It may shock you to know God's healing plants are His natural chemo. Escape to torso of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Your abnormalities may be autoimmune. Butter, meat, eggs, and cheese line your greasy spoon. Get new freedom if you're bound to diseases the whole nine. Learn to eat from the ground north of the Mason-Dixon. Enslaved? Are you stressed and depressed? Your life can be saved. You can feel refreshed. Now you need to be pampered and you need to find rest. So stop being hampered. This is life at its best. Escape to torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, run from on our door, we will show you how to eat. Are you frying your brain with caffeine and pop? You can break every chain, your addiction can stop. Smoking and drinking will give you a stroke. We will light up your life so you don't have to smoke. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. No disease at this time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime between husband and wife. If you need some advice, we will show you how. You can get married twice by renewing your vow.
If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This song that you hear is better than new birth, because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to Solomon said, why die before your time? If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Yes, you must come and see. And if you want to know, you must come and see.
We'll now hear from Sister Lenny. Eat slowly, masticate thoroughly.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday. Eat slowly, masticate thoroughly. In order to secure healthy digestion, food should be eaten slowly. Those who wish to avoid dyspepsia and those who realize their obligation to keep all their powers in a condition which will enable them to render the best service to God will do well to remember this. Dyspepsia is indigestion. If your time to eat is limited, do not bolt your food down, but eat less and masticate slowly. The benefit derived from food does not depend so much on the quantity eaten as on its thorough digestion, nor the gratification of taste so much on the amount of food swallowed as on the length of time it remains in the mouth. Those who are excited, anxious, or in a hurry would do well not to eat until they have found rest or relief, for the vital powers already severely taxed cannot supply the necessary digestive fluids. Food should be eaten slowly and should be thoroughly masticated. This is necessary in order that the saliva may be properly mixed with the food and the digestive fluids be called into action. If we would work for the restoration of health, it is necessary to restrain the appetite to eat slowly and only limited variety at one meal. This instruction needs to be repeated frequently. It is not in harmony with the principles of health reform to have so many dishes at one meal. Great care should be taken when the change is made from a flesh meat to a vegetarian diet to supply the table with wisely prepared, well-cooked articles of food. So much porridge eating is a mistake. The dry food that requires mastication is far preferable. The health food preparations are a blessing in this respect. Good brown bread and rolls prepared in a simple manner, yet with painstaking effort, will be helpful. Bread should never have the slightest taint of sourness. It should be cooked until it is most thoroughly done. Thus, all softness and stickiness will be avoided. For those who can use them, good vegetables prepared in a healthful manner are better than soft mushes of porridge. Fruits used with thoroughly cooked bread, 2 or 3 days old, will be more healthful than fresh bread. This will slow all feral mastication and will furnish all that the system requires. Thank you so much. This is coming from Councils on Diet and Foods this morning, page 107 to 108. May God surround you today with his blessings. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Want to mention before we move any forward, we will not be able to broadcast tomorrow. So tomorrow we will not be broadcasting, but we'll be right back on Friday. So please note that, note your calendar, take some time and spend more time with the Lord on tomorrow. All right, friends, again, we want to mention the wellness, holistic wellness coaching school. The first lesson is free. And anybody interested in that lesson, just go to our website, torso.org, and you'll read about it. If you want to sign up for the paid portion of the course, you click on the register link. It takes you to a partner's website, and some of the information is the same, but there's a sign-up form to register, and then you would choose a payment method. So if you have any challenges and you want to be a part of the school, let me know. But we want as many people as possible to take advantage of this opportunity to learn God's health message in a way where you can go out and serve others. We use the Torso Flow learning system. We've developed a textbook that's 300 pages, and it has this method in there. Many diseases, the main diseases you'll run up against are listed there. We show you a simple plan of how to deal with each of those diseases and overcome them. So just want to remind you of that. If anyone wants any more information, send me a text or give me a call. Phone lines will be open soon. We're going to start with roll call on Facebook. We have Tennessee represented. We have North Carolina, we have South Carolina, we have Georgia, and we have Virginia. And on the call, we have Ohio again, we have Alabama, we have Pennsylvania, we have Delaware again, and we have Michigan, we have Oklahoma, we have Ohio again, we have Iowa, we have Michigan again, and we have Georgia. So praise God for each of you. And the phone lines are open, so press *6 if you have any comment, any question. If you have a question about the school or any of that, anything, any subject matter, we would love to have you come and press *6. If you're on Facebook, just type any comment or question. We have a good morning. And a happy Wednesday from Brother Peyton. And we have same from Sister Vicky, a good morning, and that's on Facebook. So we do have Sister Michelle on the call. We'll take her call at this time. Good morning.
Good morning. I just want to let you know, as you know, we talked the other day last week, that I'm very excited about this class coming up. So this comes at a perfect time for me. But we won't go into a lot of that. I do want to ask prayer, because I know we have a lot of prayer warriors on this call. I had told you about a couple of things last week.
Right.
I have a grandson, Ronnie, that has a high glioma brain tumor, four of them. One's already attached to the brain, as they say, incurable. So he did start radiation this week. He will be four in September. That is my middle son's child. And then my middle son, Seth, he today... His girlfriend is having to be induced. She's 17 weeks pregnant, and they didn't find a heartbeat. She had been fine, but so that's taking place today at 8 o'clock. That's going to be kind of rough, you know, because reasons.
Sure.
And then, of course, my youngest son's baby, Hunter, who's he's already had two surgeries. He was born with congenital glaucoma, so he's had to have two surgeries to create pathways for the fluid in his eyes. We will be going Friday to have that rechecked after 1 month surgical follow-up. But we're also taking him to a pediatrician today just for kind of a consult, because he's real rigid. When you pick him up, he's arching backwards, and he's not that relaxed baby in your arms. So we're just kind of getting a second opinion what's going on there. Don't really know what that is. That's new for me, and I've raised and helped with a lot of babies. So not sure if that's what exactly that is. You know, we do plan on looking into some chiropractic care, I think, is needed. But I just want to – I don't know if that's a neurological thing. I've never seen a baby want to arch his head back like that. So that's a little odd. So we got multiple things going on right now, trying to stay in a place of whatever, you know. Okay, I don't even have words. I'm not good with stuff like this.
I understand.
So that's kind of what all's going on today. We kind of need a lot of prayer, but I'm so thankful for you guys.
We're thankful for you. You did a wonderful job communicating your need, and I do agree that we have prayer warriors, and so we're going to pray for you, your family, and all the children that you mentioned. Children are precious in the sight of God, and we'll pray also that a positive and proper diagnosis and cure will take place in the last one you mentioned. And, of course, with the induced labor, we know that's going to be really hard. So you have several things going on, sis. You just hang in there and trust in the Lord, and he will bring you through. Don't let anything overwhelm you, because God is with you. So just be encouraged. So,
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, friends, let's definitely pray. Continue to pray for our dear sister and her family and all the little ones particularly. Is there anyone else that would like to share anything on Facebook? Just type it on the call. Just press *6. Keep in mind, we're not having a broadcast tomorrow, but we will be back on Friday. We'll be back on Sabbath and have Sabbath service. And also, friends, Sunday at 8 a.m., I have to remind you, it's not 10. All the rest of them start at 10, but it's 8 a.m., and we actually gave the Zoom link on the website. So for those interested, just go ahead and sign up, choose a payment option, And if there's some other thing you need to talk about and you really want to be in that class, just reach out and we'll see what we can do. All right, then. It's time to go to our next caller. We've got someone from were you about to say something, Sister Lenny?
Oh, I was just going to ask special prayer for my friend who you were praying for, the team was praying for, who had to fell and had hit his head and had the brain bleed.
Yeah.
Ask special prayer for him. He's back into the hospital, so just pray for him. And his name is Bryant. You know, I don't want his name called out. His name is Bryant with a T.
Bryant. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. And we have a caller from Oklahoma, I believe that is. We'll take this individual at this time. Good morning. My dear sister, you're on.
Okay, I was saying good morning, and I didn't realize I was on mute, so thank you.
Yeah,
thanks for taking my call, and good morning to everyone. Pastor, I was I have someone, and I have not had the time, I'm sorry, to look it up, but could you give just something to I have a daughter, a sister-in-law, that has lung cancer. She had lung cancer before, like some years ago, but it came back. And so, and they went the doctor's way, you know, the regular, you know, way, the doctor's way. But I want to be able to give her some natural remedies. Is it anything you would suggest that would help with the lung cancer?
Yes, ma'am. Several things. I might shock you all a little bit, but I don't mind if I shock you if I'm trying to save somebody's life. Is that all right? Bottom line is a person who has cancer, the cancer is hiding from the immune system. So the immune system needs to be built up. Now, if she had cancer in the past, they probably did chemo. So if she did that, she really has to build her immune system. So she's going to have to flush toxins out of her body in order to keep that immune system or build that immune system. So we put people on a juice fast, and even if they don't fast, we try to give them 96 ounces. That's almost 3 quarts of vegetable juice. Lots of green drinks. You can have some carrot with that type of cancer, you know, just a variety. If a person can afford it, try to get the Nama J2 juicer. It just makes life a lot easier. So if people will have more time to follow the program, they have more of a tendency to comply with the program. Juicers are a lot of work. You have to push stuff down. You just load the thing like a blender and turn it on and walk away with the Nama. That's what makes it so nice. So a lot of juicing. We have two main cancer formulas that we use. There's the cancer tumor herbal extract, and then we have the Essiac formula. So she should take herbs. Whether she gets them from us or not, she should take herbs. Depending on how strong she is, hydrotherapy is wonderful. So you can buy a portable steam for your home for $100+ off of Amazon and do your own steam treatments. If a person knows how to do it and they're not too anemic, they can do what's called a fever bath. But somebody needs to help them with that. It's a real hot bath where the temperature is raised to 102, so you're inducing a false fever, but in so doing, you're actually strengthening the immune system. Now, I'm going to tell you something that we here at Torso, I don't want to put my wife in there quite yet because she might not want to be put in here quite yet, but she knows what I'm talking about. But I call it liquid life therapy, and we have been looking at it, and we are comfortable with it. Brothers and sisters, some people call it urine therapy. The cancer tumors of your body, if you have cancer, they are releasing antigens in the blood. But the immune system, for some reason, maybe it's because it's all connected into the blood, it's not finding it. And so those antigens would normally create antibodies, and those antibodies would be able to find the tumor and then bring the immune system to that tumor and make it shrink faster. But for some reason, the antigens that are released aren't caught by the immune system. It's maybe some disguise. However, that disguise is removed when the blood goes through the kidneys. And so the kidneys filter that urine and, that blood, and the liquid part of the blood comes out as urine, and the solids remain in the system and get recycled. So your red cells get recycled and other parts get recycled and put back in with fresh water that you're drinking, and continue to keep your blood nice and fresh. And the blood that has been circulating, the liquid part of that goes out as urine. So because the life of the flesh is in the blood, and because urine is simply filtered blood, there is health-producing elements in your urine. And we've been studying it. We'll be sharing some of this in the course, but I've been reading their books out on this. This is hush-hush in the United States, but it is not hush-hush in other countries. The United States is heavily dependent upon pharmaceutical. The pharmaceutical industry has a lot of lobbying power, so on and so forth. It's not so in other countries, so they're more open-minded to look at some of these things. But I'm here to tell you, I don't care if you think I'm crazy, I'm going to save your life. The bottom line is, if a person, and I will tell you, I have experience with this. I have two senior citizens that I'm working with, even right now. One has breast cancer, and one has ovarian cancer. And the bottom line is, the one with ovarian cancer, the doctors tell her if she does, she did the surgery, but they told her, you're going to have to do chemo or it's going to come back. Well, they're just shocked that it's not coming back, and they do scan after scan after scan, and they don't see anything, and they're just baffled. Last time she went, the doctors went into a conference room, and they didn't understand why it wasn't coming back. The only thing she did, in addition to what I already had her doing, is liquid life therapy. That's urine therapy. She starts drinking it and putting some of it on her body. And friends, if you drink plenty of water and you're well hydrated, it tastes like water. If you're not well hydrated, it tastes like salt water. Okay? Because people have caught on to this, just like with COVID, there was a lot of misinformation. Now, the misinformation in COVID was not the people teaching about natural remedies. It was the people saying that there was only one way of dealing with this, and it has now been proven that they lied. It has been proven that they lied. We have it in my book, The Biblical Booster, brothers and sisters, where while they were telling us it was safe, the Pfizer shot actually killed one out of every 40 people. That actually went through the clinical trial. That's not hearsay. That's not conspiracy theory. It is out, okay? So nobody can say I'm a conspiracy theorist. We have the data, but they were telling us while they had the data that it was 100% safe, and they're still telling us it's safe, and it did kill. The fatality rate was out of about 42,000. It was about 1,200 fatalities within a three-month period. So what am I trying to say? You cannot trust man. That's all I'm trying to say. I'm not anti-doctor. I'm not anti-government or any of that. You just can't trust man. There are political and financial interests at stake. So the bottom line, brothers and sisters, if you go online, you're going to read a whole bunch of stuff about don't drink urine. Now, I'm not trying to say there aren't some times when it's not best, okay? But for the majority of the time, you know, and there's this thing out there saying, they used to always say, and you can go to YouTube and you'll see nursing courses that will teach you how to collect sterile urine. They'll still use the word sterile, but most of them will change and they'll use the word clean instead of sterile, how to catch a clean urine. And basically, you know, it gives you the methods that you use to make sure that bacteria on the skin and maybe some that might be in the bladder or whatever might not get into to limit what's going into the urine. And so bottom line, brothers and sisters, is that I did a little research on why they're now saying urine is not sterile. And what they're doing is they're doing the same kind of testing that they used to test for COVID. And the COVID test is not a good test. They're kind of like a PCR where they're doing genomic sequencing, basically. They're, you know, just keep diluting. So they didn't find bacteria. They put with genomic sequencing in a culture, they were able to grow some bacteria from someone's urine. They didn't find the bacteria. They'll say it's not sterile because we find some genome. Brothers and sisters, That's not the bacteria, that's the genomes, and that's after culturing. When you culture something, you give it a perfect environment to grow bacteria, and all they could find was genomes, okay? So my point being made, brothers and sisters, is that your urine will not harm you, even if you have healthy kidney, healthy liver, and you don't take the first urine that comes out, and you don't have a sexually transmitted disease or something like that, your urine is basically sterile. And if you put it in a culture, yeah, they can dilute it and find some genomes or whatever. But the bottom line, brothers and sisters, is that it is sterile. So my sister, one of the best things your friend can do is actually take some of her urine and rub it on her body. And also about a minute, well, if you got stage 4 cancer, every time you urinate, you should try to drink some of it. But take midstream. And what it will do is it will reintroduce the tumor antigens into the body, and the immune system will recognize it the second time, and it will build up antibodies. Those will then circulate to the lungs where that tumor is, and it will call the immune system to that location, and it will start shrinking the tumor much faster. Okay, so I know everybody's awake now because you weren't expecting to hear that. But the bottom line is, I'm not going to let anybody die just because we are a little skittish.
Can I say something?
Yes, ma'am.
Pastor, I remember. Now, I'm probably younger than a lot of the people. I don't know. I'm not trying to put nobody on, but I don't know. I remember, though, when I had my babies, and especially my oldest, I heard that when they have rashes on them, on their faces, take their Pamper, you know, their wet Pamper, and rub it on their skin. So I did hear that years ago.
You know, Sister Wanda, it's so amazing because I've been sharing this, as you can tell. I'm not ashamed to share it. And I'm getting tons of people from the islands. Oh, yeah, my mom used to make us do that. Now, they would never just come out and tell us that, but I was on a broadcast last night. I was a guest speaker, and the main person on the broadcast just, they gave a nice dissertation about all the times they had to, back in the islands, do that. So, brothers and sisters, it does help, and, you know, it's something, watch this. There's going to come a point in time, they're already trying to take away herbs from us. They're trying to take away organic food from us. Let me tell you something. The man that made urine therapy, he called it urine therapy popular. I call it liquid life therapy popular. He would simply have people come to his retreat, and they would simply drink pure water and portions of their own urine and rub it on their body, and cancers were going away, and people were being cured of autoimmune diseases and asthma and allergies and all kinds of diseases were going away. This, if you study, listen carefully to this. We all know about chemo. We all know about radiation. We all know about surgery. But there's a new thing out. It's not new, but it's not as popular, and it's more expensive. That's why people don't get it. Insurance doesn't always pay for it. But it's called immunotherapy. What is immunotherapy? They take parts of your body fluid, and they collect those antigens that's in your urine. Okay, now they might collect it out of the blood. Remember, the urine is simply the liquid part of your blood. They collect those things, and then they reintroduce it in your body, probably with a few extra chemicals, and it causes your immune system to target the cancer. Well, you've got your own immunotherapy, drinking and putting on your own urine. Guess what? You do not smell like urine, brothers and sisters, and it does not have a horrible taste. Like I said, if you drink plenty of water, it just tastes like water. So, sis, you're on target. I don't know how young you are. I don't know if you're my little sister or big sister, but you are on target with what they said. I've heard that many, many times about the baby's diaper. So,
One more thing, and I want to say thank you first in advance, but this is the last thing because I know we're at the top of the hour. But I want to say this. I thought about the scripture that God, he exalts his word above his name. Now, you know his name is high, holy, awesome. There's nothing above the name of Christ. But I'm just getting to know you and your ministry, and so your name is on the line as you're putting this out here. You know, there may be some people that Yes, there may be that, but you are highly putting your name out there, you know, and you're not going to do that. You are a man, I believe, you know, you and your wife, you know, are people of God, and you're not going to just say something that's going to ruin your name, you know. And so we're not to put our trust in God. I mean, excuse me, that's who we're to put our trust in. We're not to put our trust in man, but follow me as I follow Christ. And so as we hear that this is what you're doing, I mean, yeah, take stock in it. That's what I would do. It may take some time to drink it, but I would start off with rubbing it on my skin. But I take you at your word, because I value your work, because I know you value who you are and your name and your reputation, and it's all about representing Christ. So, okay, thank you. God bless.
You're welcome. God bless you. Okay, since we're about to wrap this up, I'm going to share something. Now, those on the call, if you're on Facebook, just go to my Facebook thing. You'll see this book. Brothers and sisters, you can get this on Amazon. It's called Urine Therapy, okay? And this was written by a PhD. These people are from Europe. Okay, if this stuff is done over in Europe, and look, if you're on Facebook, I don't know if it's upside down or backwards, but they're mentioning acne, hair loss, a lot of you all losing hair loss, infection, warts, did I say warts? Yeah, I have to look at it frontwards, asthma, indigestion, migraines, wrinkles, and many other ailments. And I'm telling you, it helps with cancer and autoimmune diseases. So this is a book. This is heavily researched, brothers and sisters. This is not just something fly by night. There's another one out there, and this one by two authors. One's probably European and one may be Indian. This is done in other countries. This is called The Golden Fountain. So this was called The Golden Fountain. The other one is called Urine Therapy. And then we have one in our library called The Water of Life. The Water of Life is the oldest book. That man's probably passed away. He was running the retreat that I told you about where they were just using urine and and drinking water, and people were getting cured. And so I'm just here to tell you that God, you know, my sister said, I'm putting my name on the line. Let me tell you something, what God does. He prepares us. I've been talked about in a big way, and it hurt me. Probably other than the mark of the beast that's coming, that was the greatest trial of my life. So I'm at the point where I don't care what people think about me, brothers and sisters. People are going to think whatever they think. I'm going to save your life with the help of the Lord. And so that's what we're going to do, and we're going to do that in this course as well. If you want to join this course that we're talking about, just go to our website, torso.org. It's right on the front page. You'll read all about it. You can click that. The first lesson is free, and it's foundational. It's not a free lesson that is of lesser quality than the others. It's just that there's 12 systems of the body. So we teach 12 lessons, but you've got to have a foundation. The Bible said if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? So we'll be sharing a foundation in, and you'll get some powerful principles this Sunday at 8 o'clock to 10, and it's free. Anybody can join in case you're on the fence and you don't know if you should come learn. Man, this guy just talked about liquid life therapy. I don't know if I want to listen to this guy. So just come on Sunday if you do not need to make your final decision. There are several payment options. The total cost is $650. Now, friends, this is information that this is what we do. So think about it as a career. Where are you going to pay $650 and get what you need to have a new career? Okay, you can bring people in your home and start working with them with the information that you have. You can start working with people remotely. As a life wellness coach, a holistic wellness coach, and we spell it with a W, W-H-O-L, like are you made whole? Have you been made whole? And where are you going to get that for $650? So the bottom line is once this is put online as an online course where people can just go anytime, it's going to be considerably more expensive. This is an opportunity to hear it, get it live, and you'll still get all the material. We're counting on the Lord to bless us with volume, And so with that being said, brothers and sisters, we will move forward. And remember, no broadcast tomorrow. Join us on Friday. Come to the class at 8 on Sunday, and you'll be blessed. So thank you all for listening today, for joining us today, and may the Lord bless you. If you, one thing you'll learn about us, we love you, we care, and we're not afraid to tell you what will save your soul and what will save your life. At this time, my wife will take us to the prayer. She sent me a text. It's time to pray. All right, go ahead, sweetie.
Yeah, sometimes we have to remind Pastor of the time.
Now, we're going to disagree on that. The Holy Ghost was moving, but go ahead and pray.
Well, as the Spirit leads you, do as the Spirit leads you to do. Let's pray at this time. Father in heaven, we thank you for giving us this time of worship and fellowship. Lord, we want to put before you the petitions that have been requested. We pray for, I believe her name is Michelle, asking prayer for her grandchildren. Lord, they have multiple health issues, and they're so young, and each case is very different and unique in its own way. And Lord, we just ask that much wisdom and guidance and support be granted unto them in this time of great need for each one. Only you know what is happening in their little bodies, and we just pray that your children, Lord, will be handled and will be treated in the way you would have it for their healing to take place. We ask that you will continue to give strength and the needed support and the proper treatment to be provided in these efforts. Be with each family member, the parents and the grandparents, as they're all trying to do their best in making sure these children are well taken care of. And Father, we want to pray for Bryant, asking that you would help him with his brain bleed. We understand he has been put back into the hospital. We're asking for restoration of his health and also for wisdom in his care to be granted. We want to pray for, I believe it was Sister Wanda asking, not necessarily asking prayer, but just asking for what remedies can be done and the care and the help of her friend who has this lung cancer that has returned. And we just ask that the things that were shared would be able to be shared to that friend, and that that friend would see the need to be able to try them out and to move forward and taking charge of their health, Lord, and not going in the way of the world, but going in the natural way of healing, the way that you have taught us to go, Lord. And with that, you will be able to provide special healings. And we just ask that all of us who may be suffering with spiritual, mental, or physical healing, Lord, we just pray that as we keep these petitions before you, that you will work out everything in accordance with your perfect will. And we pray for every heart to be surrendered to you, Lord. Now is the time for us to recognize that our King is soon to return, and every heart must be pure. Every faith must be pure. Every mind must be pure so that we can serve you faithfully. Thank you for being our God and hearing these prayers, petitions, as they have been requested and asked, and we pray that you will work it all out for each one. For it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. He shall receive a hundredfold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution and in the world to come, eternal life.
Therefore, if we do our part in faith, God would open ways before us now, undreamed of. God bless you.
Amen. Our closing song, I Will Trust in the Lord.
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will worship.
I will walk with the Lord.